This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush told a campaign rally in Minnesota yesterday that Pakistan and Afghanistan are helping win the war against terrorism.
Today, Afghanistan is a firm ally in the war against terror. Afghanistan is free, and America and the world are safer. Before September the 11th, Pakistan was a safe transit point for terrorists. Today, Pakistan is an ally in the war against al-Qaeda.
American forces have been fighting this week on the border between Pakistan and Afghanistan and say they have killed dozens of Taliban insurgents. Morning Edition's Steve Inskeep talked to a newspaper man who's monitoring the situation from Pakistan.
Najam Sethi is the editor of the Friday Times in Lahore. His independent paper has been gathering information about the battle and about other events in Afghanistan. Now, Mr. Sethi, from what you're learning, why has the fighting intensified this week?
I think one of the main reasons is that President Karzai is trying to bring about some structural changes in his government. So there's a lot of discontentment within his own ranks. But I think more important than that, the Taliban or remnants of the Taliban are putting pressure on the government because of the presidential elections, because the Taliban certainly don't want these elections to go ahead. President Karzai and the Americans, they're trying to create a stable situation in which there is no violence so that the people can be brought out to vote. This is apparently very important to the Bush administration to show that its efforts at nation building in Afghanistan have succeeded.
Of course, this means things are not very peaceful for the moment on the border between Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Not at all. In fact, what's happening is that the Pakistanis are now under pressure from Washington to try and flush out all those al-Qaeda and Taliban elements who are hiding in the borderlands of Pakistan so that they can be driven out into Afghanistan where the Americans would be waiting to attack them.
And how closely, from what you've been able to learn, have U.S. forces been coordinating their efforts with Pakistani forces in those rather wild areas along the border?
I think there is a degree of cooperation. A couple of important points there. First of all, the Pakistanis don't want the Americans crossing the border in hot pursuit and coming into Pakistani territory to chase the Taliban and al-Qaeda. So the Americans have then told the Pakistanis, well, in that case, you've got to do a better job on your side of the border. I think that there is a second element here. And the second element is the Pakistanis have had problems dealing with these elements in their own areas, because these are tribal areas that no government in Pakistan, or indeed even before Pakistan was created, was able to send troops into these areas, because the people of these areas are fully armed. And in recent times, there's a wave of anti-Americanism in this area. They are pro-Taliban. And so the Pakistanis are being very careful. On the one hand, they are negotiating with the local tribal chiefs and telling them to give up the Taliban that they are hiding and the Al-Qaeda elements who have taken refuge there. On the other hand, they're using force where negotiation is not working. So it's a two-track policy that the Pakistanis are using.
Now, at the same time, Pakistan has arrested a number of suspected Al-Qaeda figures inside the country. What prompted those moves just in the last few days?
No, it's not been just in the last few days. Pakistan has been coming up with the capture of Al-Qaeda leaders, second-ranking, third-ranking Al-Qaeda leaders. Every month or so, there's a revelation that they've caught somebody or the other and have handed him over to the Americans. And both Secretary Colin Powell and Deputy Secretary Mr. Armitage have been very welcoming of these moves. I think their assessment is that Pakistan has broadly delivered on the al-Qaeda front, whereas I think on the Taliban front, their assessment is that Pakistan could do more.
There have been news reports from anonymous sources, we should say, in the United States, suggesting that Pakistan coordinated the arrest of a terror figure to coincide with the Democratic National Convention here in the United States. Those are anonymous sources speaking to the New Republic magazine. Has there been any direct proof of such collaboration, if you will, in your newspaper, the Lahore Times?
There are conspiracy theories that it's all very interesting and coincidental that whenever there is a requirement, either when General Musharraf is in Washington, the Pakistanis come up with a terrorist or the other, or when something important is needed, then suddenly out like rabbits, they come out of the hat and the Pakistanis say, we've caught so-and-so and handed him over. But I really think that's reading too much into the situation. Although I dare say there is a continuing pressure from Washington to deliver more and to get some high-value targets.
We've been talking to Najim Sethi, the editor of the Friday Times in Lahore, Pakistan. Thanks very much.
Thank you.